Unexpected Podcast.
The finale!
The finale!
For season 23, anyway, right?
Yes, yes. My name's Coop, and with me as always is Fester.
Hello, Coop.
And we are, you know, on our logo it says World's Best Big Brother Podcast, but I think we got to change it to worst.
Hold on. We can't go from absolute best to absolute worst. We can't go from, like, Super Bowl winners to first draft pick in 1 week.
But we can't use the word mediocre. That's just a mouthful.
The world's most average.
Average.
The world's averagest Big Brother podcast. Maybe that'll be the new logo for next season.
Yeah, yeah. When we do Celebrity Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother's coming up this winter.
Yeah, we have to rebrand.
Season 24 next summer. Coop, yesterday, last night was the finale. First of all, congratulations to the winner.
Congratulations to Xavier for being the first African-American to win Big Brother.
Just to be the winner. I mean, race out of it. Listen, it was a great night. I was really, really happy for Xavier. I was secretly pulling for all kinds of backdoor deals to go down to where Xavier wouldn't win, but he really was the most deserving.
He deserved it. And it all kind of started when the doors closed and it was the final three. And there was already tension between Azza and Big D because I thought they were a final two duo and they were going to take each other to the end. But we soon found out at the very beginning of the episode, the very long 2 hour episode. Don't even get me started on that, Big Brother. Just wrap it up.
Big D messed up the last week.
He really did.
He made it uncomfortable. As soon as he lost the first part of the challenge, mm-hmm. the Rockets, as soon mm-hmm. as he lost that, he was the first to go on that one. As soon as he lost that, he should, and then he just kept his mouth shut because there was an opportunity for him to win the second part. Mm-hmm. No, he was out. I'm sorry. As soon as he lost the first part, he was out. It was Azza and
Xavier had the first HOH win, and then it was Azza and Big D to compete in the second.
You're right. Okay.
Because his knees got all scabbed up.
You know what? They did.
Yeah,
they,
that was gross.
Pieces of skin just peeling off.
Ew, yeah. He's like, my knees. Ugh.
Big D should have gone to Xavier and said, listen, what we have is solid. I'm going to spend a week romancing Azza. And just make Azza feel better and stab her in the face later.
Yeah, because she really was not feeling good that entire week.
She really wasn't. You could tell when she left the house, she was just over the whole thing.
Yeah, she was done.
But Big D, I liked him less during the show when he was talking about Azza. Like, we got a final two, Azza. And that's just the way it is.
Tensions had to have been so high. When you're in the final three like that and the house is just empty and it's just three people and... He had to deal with Azza and Xavier being all cuddly-cuddly the whole week, so he's basically third-wheeling, so he was probably just pissed about everything.
He pushed Azza into the arms of Xavier, which only made her happier.
Yeah, and then it made him more mad.
Right.
So that was kind of backwards, but I guess it really didn't matter, because Azza gets booted.
Yep, she is the last member of the jury. Xavier sends her out, and it's Xavier and Big D.
That's it.
Now, as soon as... Azza leaves. Did you hear Big D running around the house and he was saying, give me my $75,000.
So did he know he wasn't going to win?
Give me my second. I'll take second place. Give me my $75,000. I just want to get out of here.
I think they're at that point, you know, you take the money and you run because I think he knew he wasn't going to win up against Xavier.
I got to say, the case for Big D was more heartfelt than I thought it was going to be. When Big D sat up there and said, listen, I deserve the money because I played a game that was not necessarily in my best interest. I worked hard to keep everybody safe. Everybody acknowledged that Big D threw them off the scent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, Big D played a great social game. And yeah, Big D did a lot of the cooking. And yeah, Big D kept a lot of the humor in the house when he wasn't being too moody. But he also said something that stuck with me as a larger person.
Mm-hmm.
He tried 100% on every one of those challenges.
He tried his absolute hardest.
Yeah, I believe that. He never threw a comp. And you have Xavier here. Yeah, I threw five comps.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah, because he was a manipulator, which is what Big Brother is.
Mm-hmm.
But for Big D to say, listen, I gave everything 100%, 100% of the time.
And he did. You could see it in every challenge, every time he was up against bigger threats and bigger competitors, he really tried his hardest.
And That earned him a little bit of respect in my book. I actually thought Big D might have gotten a vote or two.
Yeah, we didn't get none.
He got none.
Final two, they're asking Xavier and Big D questions, yeah, which I thought were super generic. I was hoping for a little bit more specificity.
They always really are. I mean, very rare.
What do you feel like you should win, Big Brother, rather than the person next to you? It's like, well, no, I would like to see questions that say, okay, how did you maybe play a better game than Xavier, or why do you think Xavier shouldn't win, you know, or whoever's sitting next to you?
Well, instantly they acknowledge that they're not going to talk crap about each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you have nothing bad to say about, they're both good friends and they both worked it out to the end. But
very true.
They weren't going to bash each other. You know, Xavier did this, Xavier did that. Xavier lied to Alyssa the whole time. Xavier lied to Kylan the whole time. You know, I mean, so he wasn't going to do that.
Now, in Big D's, one of his pleads to get votes, he said that he started the cookout. Okay. Now, did he start the cookout and Tiffany started the master plan?
No.
Because I remember the scene where it was like Big D, Tiffany, and a third person in the kitchen. And then Xavier walks up and they're like, hey, cookout. Well, and that was the first instance.
I think Derek came up with the cookout name.
Just a name. So he didn't lie.
Okay. So that's like me inventing a really, really good hamburger, mm-hmm, and you just saying, call it McDonald's. Did you invent McDonald's? No, the hamburger invented McDonald's.
Yeah.
But you thought of the name. Yeah. I mean, I have a brown fizzy drink that tastes really good over ice. Coca-Cola. I invented Coca-Cola. No, you didn't.
I mean, technically, you did invent Coca-Cola, the name.
The name.
The name.
But he none of the strategic part, none of the brainiac part, Big D had any control over. If anything, he was the laziest contestant, who, you know, by virtue of the montage of snoring. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were other lazy contestants. I thought Hannah was pretty lazy. I thought Claire was lazy. I thought, you know, I think those are my other two lazy ones.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about the final jury meeting. We'll talk about the lies that got exposed and America's favorite player.
Yes.
If our person won. So we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back to Expect the Expected podcast. Now, the final jury meeting, and I'm talking about when Kylan shows up, because some people were a little bit too happy for Kylan to be there, like Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany's reaction was like, yes, I'm not seeing him in final two. And she was super excited.
So, no.
But some people were disappointed.
Oh, you read that totally wrong, man.
That's how I read it.
We are the most average podcast, because Brittany would have been excited if a fart would have walked through the door. I mean, she got excited and she was over the top for everything.
She was. Even Julie told her to calm down a little bit. Did you see that later on in the episode?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, and then Brittany's a different story, but Brittany was super excited. I mean, she would have been thrilled to see anybody walk through that door.
But I took it as, yes, thank God he's here so he doesn't have a chance of winning.
No.
No? She was backstabbed by Kylan.
I think Brittany is so far removed from any of that. She's just so happy to be there.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Living a little romantic life with her and Derek X in the jury house by themselves.
About to go wow wow. Yeah, you know,
making little babies.
And little babies. All right, so The lies. The lies. There's a lot of lies. I didn't realize how many lies were this season. I've never seen a montage.
Stupid.
And they all knew, too.
Claire, like, you know, I'm a mathematician. One of them was a mathematician.
Hey, Claire looked good last night.
Claire did look good.
She was very put together.
She was. I was happy for Claire. She looked good. The SB with, like, I'm a forensic scientist.
Yeah, nobody cared. Nobody was. They were like,
yeah. Not with that baby voice. And then Big D. I am the youngest son of Smoking Joe Frazier, the boxer. And everybody's like, you have boxing glove tattoos on your arm. I mean, he has big, it says Frazier.
And your last name is Frazier.
It says Frazier on his arm, and he has two red boxing glove tattoos.
And Xavier.
And he's from Philadelphia. The same town Joe Frazier's from.
I mean, I think they were excited to hear it finally. And then Xavier saying he's not a bartender. That shocked some people.
You know what? I think it shocked nobody because even Derek X said, yeah, he's the only bartender that doesn't know how to make a martini.
Yeah, you know. That's true. What about the pre-jurors on the Zoom screen and how they only talked to Tyler and Christian and Whitney and Frenchie just sat there? They even talked to Brent.
They talked to Brent. Brent and Frenchie and my girl, Whitney.
Yeah, and I saw at one point, Whitney's trying to say like, ah, congrats, but her, like, everything was
muted.
Everything's muted.
And Frenchie's just there with like a third nipple.
Yeah, and he's
what
got,
am I doing
there's
here?
Like horns on the wall behind him.
Oh, poor Frenchie. But, man. Know, but yeah, I thought that was, I mean, it was nice to see him, but I thought it was lame in the sense that they were up there too long.
Yeah.
Should have just checked in with all five of them and moved on. Yeah. And them down. Guys, thanks for playing. You're out.
All right. America's favorite player. The reward for America's favorite player this year went up to $50,000.
Wrong.
$100,000.
Wrong again. It was $75,000.
No, that's the second place winner. America's favorite player used to get 25.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
Doubled to 50.
It's 50. You're right. I told you we're the world's most.
Hey, we're just living up to our name.
Yeah, I mean, we're not a great podcast.
So it came up to, or it came down to Derek X and Tiffany.
Do you know who the third highest vote getter was?
No, do you?
Claire.
No, it wasn't.
Yep.
Claire. Not even Big D.
No, well, Big D was the people who
can you
are,
not be eligible?
No, he's eligible, but the people who are in the house rarely win.
It's always a juror. Never a pre-juror.
Because now you think that the person in the house stands a chance for the money.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, Tiffany wins, and I thought she deserved every penny of it.
Oh, yeah, she's the best. When you really think about the game that she played and what she orchestrated, it's like, out of 23 seasons, she's probably one of the best players. Like, if there was an all-star season,
she has to come back. And then, Big D's like, I invented the cookout, and they cut right to Tiffany. And she's like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So eventually the votes come down to unanimous decision to make Xavier the winner.
Congratulations.
9-0.
That's awesome, man.
Or 10-0. Is it 9 or 10?
You know what? It was 9-0.
9-0.
And it was 9-0. And I felt like Xavier deserved every one of those votes.
Well, he did. I believe so too. And it's funny when my roommate he was watching, I think he like watched it out of pity with me because right. I was really excited.
Yes.
And he had to wake up early, but he stayed up to watch it. And he was like, what's going on? And I was explaining what was happening. And I just gotta, shout out to him because I would have watched it by myself.
Yes. Good roommates you have there. Good. Maybe next year we'll bring him on the podcast as a special guest. Coop, I think that's going to do it for us, baby.
I think so, too. Any final thoughts?
I got to say.
Besides love one another, I think that's the one she's sticking with.
Love one another. Love one another. You know,
beautiful.
Hey, more importantly than loving one another, love yourself.
Just leave it like that.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
Assuming we don't, get hit by a bus or fired, we'll come back for season 24. And then we got Celebrity Big Brother in the winter.
Yeah, February, I think Julie announced. So that does it for Expect the Expected podcast. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for following along the journey with us. And I promise you can listen to the world's most averagest.
Is it the most average or probably most below average?
The world's below average Big Brother podcast. You can listen to us in February when we start up our season 2 of our podcast for season 3.
Listen, Coop.
Of Celebrity Big Brother.
Listen, Coop, as I gotta tell you, in all seriousness, this whole podcast was your idea.
Yes.
And it was a terrible idea. No, sir. It's been a lot of fun.
You're not wrong.
I'm glad that we got to do this. It was a lot of fun to do the podcast with you.
Yeah, very fun. Shall we replay some of our best moments?
Yeah, we'll play all of them right now. Ready? And that's it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
There weren't any. There weren't any.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And have a great fall.